Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. That's awesome. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Shout to the Lord, from the live recording called A Mystery of Majesty. This particular song was born way back on December 31st of 1995. Shout to the Lord came to me on New Year's Eve of 1995, actually. Back in those days, from 1988 until 2003, we held a monthly night of praise in Oklahoma City where thousands of people would attend. This time of worship was one of the highlights of every month for me. I would ask the Lord for specific songs of ministry or worship for each one. But each New Year's Eve, we would ring in the new year by worshiping through the midnight hour and into the first day of the new year. As I prepared for the celebration that particular day, God gave this song as an affirmation of who He is and of who we are in Him. For me, honestly, this song is a personal thank you to the Lord for the awesome year of blessing He gave me and my family in 1995, in spite of all the trials and heartache and time spent in recovery for Melinda. And what I mean by that is this, and I'll make it short and sweet. Long story made short. In 1994, we almost lost Melinda during the birth of our twins, Asa and Ezra. They came 9 weeks early. They were preemies. And Melinda's liver hemorrhaged, and we almost lost her. We honestly almost lost her. In 1995, after several months of healing, we were blessed to be able to lead a worship and ski retreat in Crested Butte, Colorado. And on the last day of the retreat, what we would do is we would ski during the day and then worship for 3 or 4 hours every night. It was awesome. It was awesome. But the last day of skiing, I remember this like it was yesterday, we took a family picture. Once we got on our first run of the day at the top of the mountain, we took a family picture. And the way we did it was Melinda was going to lead the way down and all the kids were going to trail behind her. And so she headed down the mountain and it had snowed about 12 inches during the night, so there was a lot of powder. And our son Judah skied in front of Melinda and caused her to turn her ski, and it caught her left ski caught and twisted her leg and caused a spiral fracture. And as I skied down, caught up with them, everyone was saying, Melinda's hurt. She's hurt badly. So they take her down to the clinic and take x-rays, and she's moaning and screaming and crying and just writhing in pain. It was awful. And one of the doctors said, and it was a female doctor, which made it incredible to me that somebody would say this, but she said to Melinda, oh, calm down, it can't hurt that much. And I said, ma'am, this woman has had 9 children. If she says it hurts, it hurts. And right then, they got her morphine. Again, long story made short, after about 8 hours of surgery, several months of rehab, Melinda had to spend actually 8 or 9 days in the hospital while I took all 9 kids back home to Oklahoma. Her mom came to stay with her in Colorado so I could take the kids, and we hired a nanny, and my job description for her during that time was just keep the children alive. Anyway, we got Melinda healed up from that. It took a couple of years, actually almost 3 years, to get her completely healed from that injury. Needless to say, God got us through that. That's why I say God wastes nothing, because we had so many reasons to shout that year. God had brought forth the twins. They were both healthy and growing and thriving. Melinda was finally coming into a place of healing in her leg. So I had a lot of stuff on my mind to be grateful for. That's what I'm trying to say. The song came quickly that day, and I taught it that very night, that New Year's Eve, and was overwhelmed by the response of the people. May God bless you and affirm you as you exalt Him with these words. Let's don't just talk about shouting to the Lord. Let's actually do it.
The God who rules the universe lives in me. That's good news. Makes me kind of want to shout. You ready to shout?
To the Lord if he knows your name. Shout to the Lord if the Lord is Savior. Shout to the Lord if you will ever be the same. Oh, shout to the Lord who is King now reigning. Shout to the Lord if the Lord is King. Shout to the Lord who is King proclaiming. Shout to the Lord who reigns over everything. For he is, yes he is, oh he is, yes he is, oh he is, yes he is, oh he is, oh he is, oh he is, yes he is, oh he is, yes he is. Yes, he is. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Oh, shout to the Lord if the Lord has saved you. Shout to the Lord if he knows,
he knows your name.
To the one who is risen, reigning, shout to the rock, to the one who will hope and say, for he is, yes he is, oh he is, yes he is, oh he is, yes he is, oh he is, yes he is. If he knows your name, shout to the Lord. If the Lord is Savior, shout to the Lord. If you will ever be the same, never be the same, never be the same.
Father, we do bless you. Thank you that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords and that you will reign forever. You've given us so many reasons to shout. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember when Jesus came into Jerusalem the Sunday before his crucifixion? The children of Israel were expecting the Messiah to be the physical king or ruler and to deliver them from the Roman oppression of the day. Here's the actual account from Matthew chapter 21, verses 8 and 9. Most of the crowd spread their coats in the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them in the road in front of Jesus. The crowds going ahead of him and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" They were shouting it loudly. Now, we know that Hosanna literally means to save us now. Just like those people who lined those streets that day in Jerusalem, we all have areas of our lives in which we need to see God's salvation right now. We all have walls of deception surrounding us from the constant onslaught of the lies of the enemy. We all need to see come down, just like the walls of Jericho did way back when. Walls come down when we shout. It's a scriptural principle. I have a friend who often says it's hard to doubt when you shout, and she's right. We shout when we're angry, don't we? We shout when we're frustrated. We shout when we need help. We shout for our favorite sports teams, for goodness sake. Why not shout to the God of our salvation? Let's find a place to shout to the Lord today. Play this song again today and shout in your living room, or shout in your car, or shout out in the backyard. The walls of doubt will begin to crumble, and we will see hope and salvation as we shout the name of God over our own lives and over the lives of those around us. Shouting to God tears down the lies of the enemy. Shouting to God tears down our own fear of what others think of us. Shouting glorifies God and brings joy and cleansing to our own souls. Let's find time to shout to our God today. You can do this. And so what if someone catches you shouting? They probably think you're crazy for following Jesus anyway, so why not give them something to talk about? You know what I mean. Let's shout to the Lord. We have every reason to shout because He is awesomely good. Today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artist and my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes and leave me a review right now? Now, to help with the ongoing creation and costs of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. That's through my church. Just go to allinallchurch.com, click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Also, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3. It's available anywhere you buy books online, or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Also, while you're at it, check out my autobiography, Sing Over Me, at Amazon. And while you're there, might as well check out the follow-up book called Renewing Your Mind. I believe they'll help you be the overcomer God says you are. And if you enjoy thrilling fiction, check out my book, The Short Life. I believe you might be pleasantly surprised and blessed by this short story. I also have written a fantasy series for young adult readers called The Chronicles of Bryn. That's available at Amazon. Then I've begun a series of fantasy books for younger readers called The Bairns of Bryn. That's B-A-I-R-N-S. And by the way, the heroes in the Bairns of Bryn stories are my grandchildren. I think it's pretty cool. It's a legacy I wanted to leave for them. Anyway, I thought you might enjoy knowing about those, that they exist. Just check them out if you don't mind. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song Shout to the Lord from the live recording A Mystery of Majesty, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, God loves you and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are. And remember, take some time to shout to the Lord today. It'll do your heart and soul some good.